Ancient influence on modern silence of women. One of the oldest instances of men silencing women dates back 3,000 years, when Penelope, the queen in Homer's Odyssey, asked a bard to sing a happier tune instead of one about the Greek heroes lost after the Trojan War. Her son, Telemachus, shut her down, asserting that speaking was men's business. These ancient tales mirror today's reality where women are still kept from speaking out by men. Even modern tactics like online threats echo these ancient methods of silencing women who dare to challenge authority. In the 19th century, the English crafted the rules and procedures for the House of Commons, drawing inspiration from classical traditions. Similarly, it's said that Barack Obama's speechwriters found guidance from ancient statesmen and orators like Cicero. These ancient models continue to shape our understanding of what makes public speeches effective or ineffective today. However, the legacy of excluding women from public discourse has a complex history, and many ancient beliefs about how men and women should advocate still impact contemporary discussions. Ancient attitudes towards women's speech. In ancient times, public speaking was seen as a trait exclusive to men, tied to the idea of masculinity. Women who spoke publicly were viewed as going against their natural role, as one writer described them as women whose natural condition did not manage to keep them silent in the forum. When a woman like Mysia spoke skillfully in Roman courts, it was often attributed to her having a man's nature and being androgynous. Greek myths also reflect this view, portraying women who challenged men's authority, such as Medea, Antigone, and Clytemnestra, as monstrous hybrids, whose society needed to punish for holding on to power in a way deemed unnatural. For instance, in Aeschylus's play Agamemnon, Queen Clytemnestra takes charge of her city while her husband is at war. Aeschylus describes her as having a manly purpose, and later depicts her as trying to maintain power by killing her husband upon his return. Her children ultimately restore the patriarchal order by joining forces to kill her. Gender bias in voice perception. Throughout history, there's been a bias against women's voices when it comes to authority. Back in ancient Greece, they had a word, mouthos, for authoritative speech, contrasting it with women's more casual chatter. This idea stuck around, influencing how we view authoritative voices today. In modern politics, female leaders often feel pressured to sound more like men to be taken seriously. Margaret Thatcher, for instance, changed her voice to sound deeper, thinking it would make her seem more authoritative. This pressure isn't new. Even the Romans insulted women who spoke up by comparing their voices to annoying animal sounds. Historically, women who speak out have faced harsh criticism. In ancient Rome, women's voices were likened to yapping and barking. Today, misogynists describe outspoken women as whining or whinging. This bias against women's voices is evident in their underrepresentation in politics. Society must reflect on how gender bias shapes perceptions of authority in women's speech. Speaking out, then and now. In ancient times, women faced serious consequences if they dared to speak up. Take the story of Philomela, a princess whose tongue was cut out by her rapist in Ovid's Metamorphoses. Then there's Echo, a nymph in Roman mythology, punished for talking too much by losing her own voice. These tales were warnings. If women challenged the male-dominated norms or spoke boldly, they'd suffer violence or ridicule. Sadly, this isn't just history. Even today, women who step into traditionally male-dominated roles face backlash. When Jackie Oatley became the first female sports commentator on Match of the Day in the UK, male commentators criticized her, calling her performance an insult to the controlled commentaries of men. Online abuse of women. Women who speak their minds often face violent threats online, like rape or murder. On platforms like Twitter, trolls attack outspoken women with horrifying messages. Take, for instance, the author Mary Beard, who received a tweet threatening to decapitate her and commit rape. Even in politics, women aren't spared. In places like the British House of Commons, male politicians bully their female counterparts. They shout over them to silence their voices. The root of this abuse lies in a fear that women might challenge the existing male-dominated system. This fear isn't new. In Ovid's Metamorphoses, the character Philomela survives despite having her tongue cut out. She does so by weaving her story into art, even naming her rapist. Gender double standard. In society, women often face harsher judgment for their mistakes compared to men. When it comes to public speaking blunders, the difference is stark. While male politicians like Boris Johnson can stumble through interviews without much consequence, women like UK MP Diane Abbott aren't granted the same leniency. Take, for instance, Johnson's bumbling remarks about racism and education during the 2017 election. Despite his confusion being brushed off as mere laddish waywardness, Abbott's slip-up discussing police recruitment figures was met with ridicule and insults like fat idiot and boneheaded stupid. It's a clear double standard. Women deserve equal opportunities in male-dominated fields without fear of harsh backlash for simple mistakes. Let's level the playing field and recognize that everyone, regardless of gender, is entitled to stumble on their path to success without facing undue criticism. Break down power and gender norms. In our society, power often seems like a club reserved for men. Women are usually left out of the picture when we think of powerful figures. Even when women do step into traditionally male roles, they often feel pressure to act more like men. Look at politicians like Hillary Clinton and Angela Merkel. They wear suits to fit in with the image of power, which is seen as masculine. Even in ancient times, powerful women were depicted as more masculine. Think of Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom and war. She was shown wearing armor and was even said to have sprung fully formed from her father's head. When we imagine someone in a powerful role, like a professor or politician, we usually picture a man. Just look at Google Images, search for cartoon professors, and you'll mostly see male characters. More women are in powerful positions today than ever before, but they're still a minority. And there's this idea that being feminine means being weak, while being masculine means being powerful. Just look at how President Donald Trump reacted when Melissa McCarthy parodied Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live. He felt it made him look weak. Female power in mythology. In ancient tales, when the concept of powerful women emerges, it's often seen as a threat to male dominance. This is vividly illustrated through the symbol of Medusa's head, found in art from ancient Greece to modern times. According to one myth, Medusa was violated by Poseidon in Athena's temple. In a twist, Athena punished Medusa instead of Poseidon, turning her into a monstrous figure with snakes for hair. But this transformation also granted Medusa a unique power. Anyone who gazed upon her would turn to stone. To neutralize this threat, a male hero named Perseus beheaded her. Power dynamics. Hashtag MeToo unmasked. In ancient times, women could only speak out when they were victims of crimes or faced death as martyrs. But now, with the hashtag MeToo movement, women are breaking the silence about sexual abuse by powerful men in industries like film. These men, who once held the keys to women's success, are now being called out. But just telling stories isn't enough. We need to understand why these men do what they do and why their excuses no longer fly. These powerful men often justify their actions by twisting the truth or blaming the victims. They might say it was consensual or that the women were asking for it, but these excuses don't hold water anymore. Society needs to dig deeper. We can't just accept the stories these men tell to cover up their abuse of power. We need to challenge their excuses head-on. It's time to dismantle the narratives that protect these abusers and stand up for the truth. Women have bravely shared their stories, and now it's up to all of us to demand accountability and change. The rise of social movements. Forget the idea that power is just for the chosen few in their fancy positions. Look at movements like Black Lives Matter. They show us that power is about working together, not just about being famous or having big titles. Before they started Black Lives Matter, most people didn't know who Alicia Garza, Opal Tometi, and Patrice Cullors were. But they changed history with their movement. These women prove that regular folks can shake things up. You don't have to be some elite person to make a difference. Key points. 1. Throughout history, women's voices have been silenced, echoing from ancient myths to modern online abuse. 2. Gender bias affects how women's speech is perceived, pushing them to conform to masculine standards of authority. 3. Women face harsher criticism and double standards in public speaking, hindering their equality in male-dominated fields. 4. Power dynamics often exclude women, who are pressured to adopt masculine traits to be taken seriously in positions of authority. 5. Ancient myths portray powerful women as threats to male dominance, reflected in narratives like Medusa's story. 6. The hashtag MeToo movement highlights the abuse of power by influential men, calling for accountability and societal change. 7. Social movements like Black Lives Matter demonstrate that power can be wielded by ordinary individuals, challenging elitist notions of authority.